T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dating is hard enough. Why do you have to deal with a great date going well only to never hear from that person again? We're here to help out. If you've been ghosted, it's Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, let's say hi to Max.
Max!
Hi, Max.
What's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're here to help you out. So tell us about Kylie and what happened with you.
Yeah. So I've been a little confused. Kylie, awesome. We've been talking online for the past month, and we went on a date in person finally. And I thought it went pretty great. Like, she and I were vibing and had a lot of fun. And out of nowhere, like, she hasn't talked to me since that first date at all. Hasn't responded to my messages. And I guess I've been just ghosted. And I have no idea what happened, because we had an amazing time together, like I was saying.
Well, typical story. Good date, not to hear from him again. The only thing we could do is call and find out, and hopefully she'll come clean. It always helps whenever we mediate this conversation, because hopefully they're a little bit more comfortable in opening up with us, even if you're on the phone, than maybe just you. So let's give Kylie a call and see what happens, okay?
Awesome. I really appreciate it, guys.
Of course.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Kylie. Don't hang up. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on Mix 94.7 doing the radio show this morning, and we're calling you for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I want to let you know that Max is on the line, too, so it's a whole lot to take in a short amount of time, but good morning.
Wow. Okay. Good morning.
So our segment crazy that we're doing right now is called Waiting by the Phone, and Max contacted us because he said he went out with you and had really, really nice things to say about you. But unfortunately, since that date, you have kind of gone MIA. So we thought that we would call, see if we can ask you to give us some sort of explanation, maybe give him a little bit of closure for him to understand what went wrong, if something did go wrong, or maybe if it's a misunderstanding, help clear that up too. So do you mind talking to us and telling us about your date with Max?
Oh, man, I've been cornered. Okay, I guess, yeah.
He said it was a good time. Did you not find it a good time?
The thing is that he was pretty darn misogynistic. Like, he called me, like, babe and honey and, like, darling, like, all night. And I just really rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, if you're in a relationship, then pet names are, that's cool. But I don't know you, and I really hate it when guys assume that you can just call me those, like, little nicknames without any provocation, just throwing them out there. I really hate it.
Are you from Texas originally? Because it feels like you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm a transplant.
It's real weird because, like, I don't know if I should be offended, but, like, guys have called me that my whole life, so it's just, like, the natural thing. Like, it doesn't offend me. But then if you do go somewhere else and a guy does that, people are real offended. I'm like, oh, should I be offended? I'm not offended. It's just how people talk down here.
I'm sorry, but hey, darling, to someone, is just rubs me the wrong way.
See, and I, like, with the right guy, if he's super cute and he's, like, got a Texas, I don't know, if he says, hey, darling, I'm like, oh, I found my cowboy.
But isn't that a respectful kind of Southern thing to say? Or is it not in this day and age? Is it not okay? Where are we with this? I need to know. Wait, Max, so how do you feel after hearing what Kylie said?
hey, Kylie, I'm sorry to ambush you. I wanted to call you dear right there. I feel horrible. This is just the way that I talk, and all the people that I grew up around, that's how they talk. You know, that's how my dad talks to my mom. Uh-huh. I grew up in a small town, and that was just how everybody communicated.
Yeah,
I am so sorry, though. I never meant to be disrespectful or misogynistic. That's the last thing. I was just trying to be sweet, honestly, sweet and respectful. And gosh, I
feel that.
I totally understand, like, why I haven't heard from you and why you feel that way. And I will, if you give me a second date, I will 100% back off and make sure that I watch any sweeties or dears or babes. Or,
sugar.
So maybe hold off on terms of endearment until y'all get in a relationship.
Seriously.
Hey, Kylie, I tend to agree with Max and believe what he's saying. How do you feel about that, knowing that it came from a good place? Maybe not the right thing to say for you. He just needed that education on how you felt, and he said he promises to be careful with what he says in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Don't women like to fix guys also? This is a good project for you during COVID. Think about it.
Well, Max, I mean, you do sound pretty darn sincere. If you do commit to backing off of all that stuff, I am willing to give it another try.
I will 100% commit and be very mindful and respectful of you because I think you're wonderful.
Look at that.
Nice.
You know, I have always been guilty of doing that myself. Has the time come where I have to stop saying that?
For some people, I think it's probably offensive. For me, it's not.
Where's the line then? I mean, how do you know?
Just don't do it anymore.
Just don't do it at all?
Yeah. Ever, ever. It makes me feel uncomfortable when you do it and you're not even doing it to me.
Err on the side of caution?
Yes.
Do it to your wife.
Yeah.
To your daughter.
Yeah.
Mom.
What am I going to say to my mom? Hey there, darling. No.
Hey there, sugar.
Sugar.
I've heard it once.
He's never said that, just for the record. He's never said that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.